The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about these stats, Garda stats, that are going to be released in more detail from the CSO over the coming days. We'd have a sneak peek of them. And what they suggest is that crime is down in a lot of different categories. It is down when it comes to robbery, theft, burglary, violent disorder, and crimes against the person, slightly up in some other areas. But what it suggests is that maybe some of the histrionics and hysterics we have been used to over recent times, this prevailing narrative that crime is at epidemic levels, and in particular in our cities, that parts of them are becoming no-go areas. Maybe that wasn't exactly true. Well, with me to discuss is Martin Hart, Martin, CEO of the Temple Bar Company. And Gina Murphy is with me as well, the owner of Hugo's on Merrion Row. Martin, which version of reality resonates most with your experience, say, of Dublin city centre? Is it what we hear in the airways, no-go areas, it's desperately unsafe, don't go there? Is it these statistics that suggest actually things are getting better?
Yeah, no, I think definitely are probably giving you a clearer picture. Look, particularly since March of this year, I think there's been a sea change. I mean, I don't believe the city has ever been a no-go area. I think there's been some histrionics in relation to that. But look, since March of this year, with this new focus on high visibility policing, has made it's really a game changer. It's probably one of the biggest changes to Dublin City over the last 10 or 15 years. It's incredible the positive impact that it's having. We notice it in Temple Bar, the level of open drug dealing, while it still happens, is significantly reduced within the city. It gives reassurance to people who are walking around the city. It gives reassurance to businesses. The management over in Pier Street with Dermot McKenna is just insanely good. We have a great relationship there. And there's good communication. And it's all to do with visibility. So look, this narrative, and I think the stats have seen it through, I think there's a lot of histrionics in relation to crime. But that's not just in Dublin. That's across capital cities since COVID. You know, COVID did change the fabric of most cities, Dublin included, and it changed people's relationship with cities, because a lot of people left cities to work from home, and you know, they were kind of removed from city centres. And so when they come back in to return to work over the last year, I think there's been, you know, a level of kind of, I don't know, I suppose people's view.
Well, was there an element, was that kind of perception becoming reality that because cities were slightly emptied out, they've gotten much busier, and Dublin and other places are very busy, but there was a period of time where you didn't have the workers and tourists.
Absolutely.
And day trippers.
There was a period of time.
But you still maybe had the antisocial element, you still had the intravenous drug users, you still had all of that.
No, 100%. And look, that's something myself and Gina were talking about just earlier. Look, Dublin does suffer sometimes from an over-concentration of services within the city centre, whether, you know, they be drug services, very necessary services, we would argue, but maybe not all necessary to be located within the Dublin 1, Dublin 3, Dublin 2 areas. So I think during COVID there would have been, you know, if you walked through the city, there was a lot of services relocated into the city centre, and that brought a lot of problems, and that brought a lot of visibility. So yeah, you would have had some, there would have been a kind of a foundation to those stats. But certainly Dublin is a safe city. It's well policed. It's visible. I actually had a call from somebody who should remain nameless over the last 10 days to ask me, was there something wrong? And I said, why are you asking me something wrong? He said, well, there's two Gardaí walking up and down on Parliament Street all day. Is there a drug raid? Is there something? And I'm going, no, this is the new high visibility plan.
Yeah.
You'll see them everywhere. Never had a call like that from business before.
Gina Murphy, as I said, with us as well from Hugo's and Merrion Road. Gina, have ye seen the impact of that high visibility plan?
Oh, 100%. It's the best thing that has ever happened, actually, in policing in the city. And the more the merrier. We'd like to even see more. But the presence of the police walking up and down the street, has the Gardaí are, you know, it's reassuring for everybody, and it's also a deterrent for those who might be thinking of doing something wrong.
And were there things that you had to deal with before this plan was rolled out, say pre-March, that you have to do less often now? That just the presence of Gardaí means it's not as much of a problem?
Yeah, most definitely. And again, we were talking before we came in here, and I was just saying some simple things. We had outdoor dining, and every once in a while you'd have to run out and chase somebody away because they were coming to beg at your tables. That doesn't happen anymore. I haven't had to do that in months. So the Gardaí on the street it's a real positive thing, very much so. And we very much welcome it as traders in the city centre.
We shouldn't pretend it's kind of utopia either, because I've often remarked, Martin, as well, like when we talk about it in the show and people are giving out maybe about feeling unsafe, and I kind of see both ends of it. As I drive out, there's kind of people most evenings shooting up in the lane that I would drive down kind of just around the corner here. You know what I mean? And a good crowd of them, and they're rooting through the bins and you see all of that. And so that's the first thing I see when I leave. And then I turn the corner, and if the weather is good, there are just swarms of people having drinks, drinking cups of coffee, milling around with friends, having slices of pizza, trying to avoid the seagulls who want to take that pizza. But you know what I mean? That there's a real vibrancy and a real energy as well to that part of the city.
Absolutely. Well, look, we mentioned before that, you know, Dublin does have a lot of services located within the city centre that maybe other city centres don't have. And that is something that can create a perception of safety. I mean, you said you leave, you see somebody in a lane with shooting up. Now, they're probably not doing anything to you, but
no.
But looking at them makes you feel uncomfortable.
No, and if you weren't used to it, just up in the city for the day, yeah. And I know the weather wasn't good, it was wet or whatever, you didn't see the crowds milling around, you know, queuing up for Bambinos, and all you saw was the person shooting up. You could see how you'd go away thinking, oh, it's all a bit grimy now.
No, and I think, look, the Taoiseach's task force that came out last year, I mean, it did point that as part of one of the 10 big moves, and, you know, that's something we would still like to see get a lot of political momentum behind that, in terms of looking at not locating, or how Dublin has become a little bit of city centre, a little bit of a dumping ground for services. And I think that has to be addressed. So, look, the policing is fantastic, and the visibility, and it was necessary to get that high visibility, to get those numbers and to get those walking around. That's brilliant. That's a win. That's the first win. I think the next thing we need to look at is and have a debate about, not have a debate, have some action to see, can some of these services be relocated out of the city centre, and so that we don't end up, you know, now that we're, I suppose, things are slightly more of a positive momentum in terms of the management of the city. I think let's grasp this and help, I suppose, bring other improvements, because there's a lot of uncertainty out there with things that are happening.
Yeah, you know. So Gina, how would you describe kind of the sentiment out there and kind of consumer confidence? Because with COVID and all of that, which was so awful, and we talked to you many times during it, but then as well we had the riots as well, where the city kind of the city centre took a bit of a knock, and a lot of people who watched that, you maybe came away with the same thing that we're talking about, that sense of, oh, I'm not going in there, not worth the hassle. How would you describe it today?
Oh, I'd say it's very positive. People are starting to come back to work more frequently, which is what we really wanted, was to see everybody back and pedestrian, the pedestrian flow on the streets is very important. And also, too, we need to get people back living above the shops and get residential back into the city. But as Martin said, we have a very small footprint of a city centre with a tourism impact. You know, the galleries, the museums, they're all within walking distance of each other. And when you have all the services that are in there as well, it packs everybody into a very small place. I was just saying to Martin, I've just come back, I was in Lisbon on Thursday and Friday last week, ironically for the Victim Support Conference for Europe, which is to deal with victims of crime and everything. And Lisbon as a city is, it's fresh and safe feeling because their services are not located next to tourism entities. And maybe in a joined up thinking kind of way, while we have to provide all these services, it's really important to support anybody who's in need of them, but also be respectful of the tourism product, because that's what brings money into the city, which allows us to set up these, to support these services. So just maybe a bit more round the houses thinking to make everything work for everybody.
You run into the problem of NIMBYism there, though, Martin, don't you?
Yeah, well,
as to where to locate services.
No, but I think, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I was about to say that, I think the city centre is a victim of NIMBYism elsewhere. We're seeing lots of communities that are rejecting services, and as a result, because the city doesn't necessarily have the same, you know, political traction, largely because it doesn't have the same number of voters living in the city centre as you would say in a suburb.
Yeah, and it's a transient population, so people are,
so services, you know, tend to get dumped. So yeah. I think Dublin city centre is a victim of NIMBYism from other places, is across Dublin, the region, and across Ireland. I think,
but how do you deal with that? Because, well, you know, politicians are very finely attuned to NIMBYism.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a threat. I do think it's a threat, and it's one of the threats that was identified in the Taoiseach's task force, and they've identified 10 big moves, and one of which is to deal with this particular issue in relation to services. So let's hope that happens. I know the city council are doing some great work. I have to pay credit to them on that, in terms of the city rejuvenation action group, and to trying to get this work done. The guards have delivered. They've put out more high visibility policing, which they said they would and as part of the plan. We need to get these other elements delivered. That's really, really important. The city is a really important economic engine for this part of Dublin. We're facing massive, you know, uncertainty relation into industry and other things. So tourism, I think, is becoming all the more important to a city like Dublin in terms of its economic development, and Ireland as a country in general. It's one way we can bring money in quickly. So, you know, defend the city.
All right. Martin Hart, who's the CEO of the Temple Bar Company. Gina Murphy, the owner of Hugo's on Merrion Row. Gina, good to see you. And Martin, good to see you too.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.